Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
All right, so I mentioned this yesterday at the end of the show, and we're circling back around on this. Yesterday, the show, which ended up being God's timing, which I needed, and today I need it as well, personally, but I'm pretty sure many of you need it as well. Yesterday, we talked about, and people called in. It was wonderful. The phone lines were full. And welcome to the show, by the way. This is Steve Noble. And people were sharing where miracles had occurred in their lives, or answers to specific prayers, very specific answers, very specific prayers when God had moved on their behalf and in his will and in his good mercy and for his good pleasure, he does a miracle or he answers a prayer. But flip that coin over, because there is an opposite side of the coin. And what do you do when God does not answer your prayer the way you want him? Or what do you do when you don't get your miracle? The cancer doesn't go away. The brain hemorrhage doesn't get healed. The person dies. The marriage collapses. The child doesn't come back. What do you do? How do you handle that? Well, of course, we go to Scripture and we look at that as we should, and that's our ultimate source, our ultimate rock is God himself. And through his word, we find comfort, but it's not like that's, for most of us, let's be honest, that's not like instantaneous, everything's okay now. I read a couple passages out of Psalms, or I read Proverbs 3, 5, and 8, trust in the Lord with all your heart, or Isaiah 40, 31, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, and oh, okay, cool, I'm so much better now. Oftentimes, that's just not the case. I would go so far as to say, usually that's not the case. It's not like one and done scripture you pull through the McDonald's of the Word of God and you get your little Happy Meal, the next thing you know, everything's fine, in case you hadn't noticed it. Life can be really messy and disappointing and heartbreaking. So I'm going to reverse it today, and we're going to have a very open, honest conversation, and I want you to call in, and maybe you're still struggling because you didn't get your miracle. Maybe you're still struggling. Maybe you're still hurting. Maybe you're still confused. Maybe you're angry, and that's fine. I can take it, and I can guarantee you God can take it. So what do you do when you don't get your miracle? What do you do? What have you done when your prayer isn't answered, or your prayers aren't answered, or haven't been answered yet? How do you handle that in the valley of the shadow of death? How do you handle it in the valley when nothing's going your way, when your miracle doesn't happen? 866-348-7884. And I was bouncing off of pseudo big name, Christian, younger Christian worship leader for Hillsong United. Recently came out and said, yeah, I'm done with the whole Christian thing. And he said, though, you know, God doesn't do many miracles anymore. Nobody's talking about that. So that's ridiculous. And he says, you know, what about all the people around the world that go to hell? If God's so good, then what's up with that? And nobody's talking about that, which is ridiculous. I don't know where this guy's living his life, but these conversations have been going on for a couple thousand years. And so today on the show, we'll have an honest conversation just to share with one another and try to work through this with one another. And again, this is if you missed yesterday and you didn't have a chance to call in, or you couldn't get through and you wanted to share your miracle or your answered prayer today, today isn't for you for that. So don't call in with your answered miracle or your answered prayer. I want you to call in for when you didn't get a miracle, for when God didn't answer your prayer the way you wanted, and how did you handle that? Maybe you're not handling it very well, and that's fine. We need to be open and honest. This is what we do for one another in the body of Christ. So please call in. Let's work through this. Let's talk about this. Come let us reason one to another, as it says in the Old Testament. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And again, I want you to call in and share when you didn't get your miracle. How'd you handle it? God hasn't answered your prayer the way you hoped. How did you handle it? If you call in and say, oh, this awesome miracle happened to me, you're not going to get on the air today. Or if you call in and we miss it and I get you on the air, it's going to be an awkward moment. And I'm going to say, praise the Lord for that. But we're talking about the other side of the coin today. Thanks for calling. Call back another time. So I hope that's clear enough for you. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. How do you handle it when you don't get your miracle and or when God doesn't answer your plea, your prayer? Let's go to Chuck first, who's calling in. Chuck, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. You're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have a kind of a miracle.
Well, is this a miracle that happened, Chuck, or is this a miracle that did not happen?
No, it happened.
Okay, so here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put you a hold right quick. Dan back in at the headquarters at the mothership, please explain to Chuck what's going on, because yesterday was your miracles happened. See, it happened right away. And God bless you, Chuck, and I appreciate you calling. But that was yesterday, and hopefully we'll do another day when we can call in with praises. But today I'm asking you specifically, you did not get your miracle. God did not answer your prayer the way you wanted to. And how do you deal with that? How have you dealt with it? How are you dealing with it? Even if it's not pretty, even if you're not dealing with it well, let's talk about these things. That's the whole point. That's why we're doing this. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to John in Charlotte. John, you're on with Steve. I hope the directions are clear for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, crystal clear. So, I've been battling leukemia for about 4 years now.
I'm sorry.
And it's one of those things where doctor gives you a deadline, 5 to 8 years, and, you know, you just, some days are really hard. But I really know that the Lord could heal me in a second. The fact that he's not, I use it like, okay, Lord, how or what do you want me to do? How do you want me to live for you? And what are you trying to show me through this? So my comfort is actually when I go through the scriptures is watching how Jesus suffered. I don't mean that in a sadistic way, but
yeah.
What excludes me from suffering, right? When the word says he learned obedience through suffering. So I look at it like, okay, Lord, what are you wanting me to learn through this? I pray he heals me. I have 4 children. I want to see grandchildren. You know, it's what it is.
Yeah.
Most of the time I go about life like it's normal. But anybody who has cancer, it's you have your days. You have your days. What it is.
And the fact that Jesus suffered, and the fact that God cares about our suffering, and God suffers himself, does that Amen. Actually help you a lot?
It does. I mean, it's huge for me because I know he went before me in all things, and that he's my high priest. He knows exactly Amen. The way I feel.
Amen.
You know, he suffered physically, mentally, emotionally.
That's right.
All.
Amen. John, thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us today.
Got it, man.
All right, man. We'll talk to you. God bless you, too. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show, when it doesn't happen for you. We'll be right back. Coffee. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, The Steve Noble Show. Yesterday we talked about, thanks for being here, by the way, yesterday we talked about miracles. Had lots of people call in and share the miracles that have happened in their lives or specifically answered prayers. It was wonderful. It was encouraging. And I mentioned at the end of yesterday's show, okay, well, real soon we'll talk about the opposite side of that coin. What happens when you don't get your miracle? What happens when you don't get your prayers answered the way that you want them answered? And you're desperate and you're crying out to the Lord, who's good and loving and kind and all-powerful, and yet he doesn't do it for you. You don't get your miracle, you don't get your answered prayer. How do you handle that? How do you go through that? John just called in a minute ago dealing with leukemia himself. He's married. He has several kids. We prayed for him together, by the way, on Facebook Live. So if you're listening to the radio live, or even if you don't, we're always live here on Facebook Live during the radio show, which is 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern time, no matter where you're listening, whether it's live for you or maybe tape delayed. Or maybe even the next day, like our friends out in Honolulu, Hawaii, they hear it the next day. So today they'll actually hear the show on Monday. But if you want to join us live, we're always here in the studio, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday. Right now, just go to the Steve Noble page, the Steve Noble Show page on Facebook, and you can join us. 866-348-7884, keeping it real and honest and down in the dirt today as we share. How do you handle it? What are you doing? How did you handle, or how are you handling? And maybe it's not pretty. Maybe you're not handling it well, and you want to share that. This error is just as much yours as it is mine. Ultimately, it's all the Lord's. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. What are you doing? How are you handling it when you don't get your miracle? God's not answering your prayers. Let's go to Peyton, who's calling in from Raleigh, North Carolina. Peyton, thanks for calling. You're on with Steve. Go right ahead.
fellow 2003 my system was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And the doctor says he had two.
Hey, Peyton. Hey, Peyton, yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
So for some reason, I've got a pretty bad cell connection right now. So you're kind of popping in and out. I don't know if you can change location or if you just want to call right back. We have a couple open lines. So if you call right back, we'll be able to take you.
Okay, I'll call right back.
Oh, well, all of a sudden, did you change positions? Okay. Perhaps not. Anyway, let's jump over to, they're not on hold yet. So I've got Clay calling in. And I would love for you to call in as well. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. What do you do when God doesn't answer your prayer, when you don't get your miracle? How do you handle that? Let's go to our friend Clay, who's calling in from Raleigh, North Carolina. Clay, it's good to hear from you, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, brother. God bless you and happy Friday to you. You know, I just find it interesting that you're talking about this and the opposite of it, you know, because you were running down the other day about the miracle thing and some other stuff that you were laying out in certain topics. You know, I heard a message from Pastor Charles Stanley last towards the end of last week. And, you know, people are, when you don't have something happen that you would like to have happen, probably it's not going to happen right away, but, you know, the Lord knows what's going on with you. And I wouldn't say something about it being a miracle, because what Pastor Charles Stanley brought out is that we don't need to ask God the Father why. We need to ask the Lord, what is it you need me to learn from what is going on with me? I won't say that maybe is in a way a miracle or anything like that, but you know what? You know you have people praying for you.
Yeah.
And you know you have people like friends and family that are, you know, saying, man, don't worry, you know, because the Bible says we're not supposed to worry about this. And I just find it that it's in his time that it will happen, not our time. Because he knows what we're going through. And so, you know, I would just say to anybody out there, you know, if something doesn't happen, whether it be the miracle or anything like that, just to let them know that it will happen. It's in the Lord's time, not ours.
Yeah, that's of course biblically accurate, and we have to trust the Lord's timing. And sometimes that healing comes at the point of glorification when somebody leaves this earth and leaves this life and goes into the presence of the Lord, assuming they know him as Lord and Savior. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're healed. We always know that that's going to, we're supposed to know, we're supposed to embrace that reality. But oftentimes in the here and the now, Clay, as you know, I think everybody knows, that doesn't always help us a ton.
I'll share this with you. This coming Tuesday will be 9 years ago that I went through major surgery. And, you know, if I hadn't have done it and other stuff, you know, I would have been in a different situation than I am today, because the doctor that I had seen that did all the procedures leading up to my major surgery told me that said, you know, if we're doing all this stuff a year from now, you're in trouble. And Brother Steve, I'll be honest with you, I know that the Lord intervened in that. I know that the doctors that were involved and the nurses, but I also know that people were praying for me in regards to this situation. I would have had, if you separate your index finger from your thumb by less than an eighth of an inch, I was that close to having colon cancer.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I keep myself where I need to be regarding my health and staying away from certain things. And, you know, I have learned my lesson from that. And I feel that that was a blessing, not a miracle, but a blessing by intervention by God the Father doing what he did.
Amen. Got it. Clay, thanks for calling in, brother. Always good to hear from you.
All right, brother. God bless you, man. Love you. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for doing what you're doing.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Let's jump back over to Peyton. Peyton, thanks so much for calling back in. I appreciate it. Go right ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me this time?
Yep. We're good. Thank you.
Okay. Good. All right. In 2003, my sister was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and the doctor says she had 2 months to live. And so I put on the prayer list of 9 different churches, and I was convinced that God would heal her, but he didn't. She died, and now, but I was, you know, I felt sure that God would heal her, but people told me that was presumption on my part. So I don't know when it's presumption and when it's faith, and that's what I want to know if you have the answer. When is it faith or when is it presumption?
I don't think it's ever presumptuous, Peyton, to call God out on his character, if you will, if I can put it that way. Call him out on the fact that he has the ability to heal. Call him out on the fact that he has healed in the past. And those miracles do occasionally happen. And to walk in there, just like Paul in the scriptures in the book of Acts, saw that a man had the faith to be healed. And that's when he told him, in Jesus' name, be healed. And the guy was. Now, there's an interesting component there of faith, which some people mess with. And all of a sudden, if you don't get healed, it's because you didn't have enough faith. And that's not consistent with God's character. God came to us when we had no faith. You know, the scriptures are perfectly clear. John 6:44, nobody comes to the Son unless the Father draws him. He comes to us when we had no faith, and even the faith that we exercise in salvation, he gives us. So I don't think it's presumptuous at all to approach the throne room boldly and ask for something that you know God can do. And then we have to release it. That's the hardest part, Peyton. I'm dealing with that. My family's dealing with that right now. Then you have to release it into his hands. And that's when the gospel really, and I don't know what the situation was with your sister, and I'm so sorry that she did die from that. We've got pancreatic cancer in our family right now. I don't know what her faith was like, but boy, that sure does crystallize the gospel, and for us to make sure that our loved ones and our friends and people that we know the truth, but I don't think it's presumptuous at all. Yeah, she was a believer.
I'm sure I was seeing her own husband.
Yeah, praise the Lord. And so you have a temporary setback. That's ultimately what it is. And I don't say that tritely to say, hey, get over it, Peyton. It's just temporary, because the temporary hurts, because that's where we live. But one day, one day, brother, this won't even be a distant memory. When we're all together again in heaven in the glory of God, this will all be gone. And we have to hold on to that.
Right.
Thanks for calling
in.
All
right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you later. 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. 'Cause you are more than I could ever dream. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Yesterday, great miracles. People calling in, talking about miracles and answered prayer. The exact opposite today is what we're talking about. The other side of the coin is when you don't get your miracle. And when you don't get your specific prayers answered and your heart is broken, your loved one dies, a child, a spouse, a parent, a sibling, whatever. A marriage falls apart. A child doesn't, or at least hasn't come back. Somebody dies outside of faith in Christ. Whatever, you name it. We can spend all day talking about all the things that break our hearts, right? So how do you handle that as a Christian when God doesn't give you your miracle and you don't get an answer to your prayer? Not one that satisfies you anyway. 866-348-7884. Just keeping it real today, working through kind of the deep parts and the hard parts of our faith, which I don't think we talk about often enough. 866-348-7884. Would love for you to. And if you're not doing it well, if you're struggling, if it's just not happening, I don't know if I can encourage you at all. I don't know that I should try. Maybe I should just listen. But if you're struggling with it and you're like, man, I go ahead and call. I mean, we need way more honesty and transparency in the body of Christ to talk through these things. So feel free to call. I would love to give you the time to do that. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH to my North Carolina buddies here on the Truth Radio Network and Wilkins Radio out in Asheville, North Carolina. Tomorrow, I have the great pleasure. I've got a pretty significant role. It's Dan Forrest, who's our current lieutenant governor. He's doing his campaign kickoff to run for governor tomorrow, and I'm doing some Facebook Live stuff and doing some interviews from the stage and kind of interacting with the program. That's tomorrow starting at 2 p.m. Eastern time. So that'll be on my Facebook pages. It'll be on Dan Forrest's Facebook page. So if you're in North Carolina, and if you love the Lord and you have a good solid head on your shoulders, you should be excited about Dan Forrest's possibility of being the next governor of the state. So I'm doing that tomorrow. You can check that out on Facebook, on my pages, Facebook Live, on my pages, or Dan Forrest's campaign page or in his personal page. That's going on tomorrow, as well as here in North Carolina, my friends at Love Life, which I'm just blessed, hugely blessed to be a part of Love Life. Just a great pro-life organization, kind of the Air Force bringing praise and prayer and intercession to the front of the abortion clinic. So if you live in the Charlotte area, the Greensboro area, or here in the Triangle, the Raleigh, North Carolina area, every Saturday for 40 weeks, 9 to 11 a.m., transformative. I've said this so many times. Every Bible-believing, convictional Christian I know says they're pro-life. But whenever that comes up, I always hear James in the background somewhere saying, you show me your faith by what you do, I'll show you my faith by what you say, and I'll show you my faith by what I do. Most Christians don't know where an abortion clinic is. Some of you do, because you've been there. And that's not the unforgivable sin, by the way. But to go out there and to intercede on behalf of the unborn and those moms and those dads in the name of the Lord, to receive some of that spiritual darkness from across the street is impactful on your faith, to say the least. So if you're in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, Greensboro, or here in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, go to lovelife.org. 9 to 11 a.m., right on those time numbers, 9 to 11 a.m. every Saturday for 40 weeks. So we're about 27, 28 weeks in, 29 weeks in. We'll finish up in mid-November. And if you don't live in North Carolina, you should go by yourself. I guarantee you there's sidewalk counselors and other Christians that are outside the abortion clinic. Go there sometime. You don't have to be with a group. Just go. Go stand out there and intercede. I promise you, it will touch your heart and impact your faith in ways you can't imagine. Lovelife.org here in North Carolina. Let's jump over to Rylene's calling in. Matthew's North Carolina down near Charlotte. Rylene, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
When I was 44 years old, my husband had a massive heart attack. And we were missionaries in South America and had just come home on furlough. And we hadn't even unpacked the car. And I begged God, please not take him from us. I had two children still at home. And I just kind of felt completely lost. And all the hours that I had to wait in the hospital, the Lord began to speak to my heart. And he told me, praise me. And I said, well, you must be out of your mind.
Yeah.
I mean, how can I praise you when my life is about to end in the room down the hall? But I did. I did start praising him. And I got out my Bible and I started praying through the Psalms. And God just lifted me and gave me the strength to face the 6 days that he lingered. And then he went to be with the Lord. And I continued to practice that. And people would say, well, how are you getting through? And I said, well, the only thing that's holding me together is the fact that I trust God, the fact that I have faith in him, that he knows what's best for me, and that I can continue to praise him no matter how bad things are. And I just wanted to share that. He was only 53 years old, and God has continued to lift me up. I can't say I was always successful.
Sure.
In dealing with stuff with sorrow. It took me probably 3 or 4 years to stop crying. But even though I cried a lot, I still spent most of my time thanking God for all the wonderful things that he has done for me.
And did you see, Rylene, did you see God use all of this pain and all of your suffering?
Yes. Yes, I did. In many ways. Because I felt that God changed me in ways that he wanted me to change that I had not noticed or hadn't believed I needed to change. He also he spoke to other people amazingly. By my example, which I didn't feel I was an example for anyone. But God used it to help other people, and I thank him for that.
Well, isn't it interesting, as you started to share this story, Riley, and I keep thinking this just continues to kind of resound inside my spirit and in my head, that your husband is with the Lord, but he's still a missionary. He's still reaching people.
Yeah.
And that just blows me away. It's just an incredible thought. But I appreciate
Thank
you calling
so
in, Riley. God bless you. Thank
so
you
so
much.
If your miracles don't come true, just start praising God anyway, and he'll help you.
Amen. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you.
God bless you. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. I'm not speechless very often, but I am right now. Let's go to Mark, who's calling in from South Carolina. Mark, thanks so much for calling. Thanks for your time. Go right ahead.
Hi, Steve. So in 1989, I was just about to start high school, and I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. And it was kind of a devastating thing to deal with. I basically, if I had to go to the bathroom, I couldn't hold it. There was a lot of bleeding. It was a horrible time. And I was getting ready to start high school. And obviously, you know, that's a, you know, you get made fun of, you know, you get bullied, peer pressure stuff. And it was a huge struggle. And during that time, you know, my parents were praying, I was praying, people at the church were praying, and no miraculous healing came. And I had to deal with that for 15 years. And during that time, there was a time when it was really, really bad. And I was having to go to the bathroom 15 times a day. I was taking 24 pills a day.
Oh, man.
And I was talking to my pastor, and we have been studying James chapter 5, where it talks about, you know, if any among you is sick, you know, bring him before the elders of the church, anoint him with oil, and the, you know, the elders come and pray, and they'll be healed. And I you know, was talking to my pastor about that, and he said, if you want to do this, we'll do it. We'll do it tomorrow. So that was on a Friday. The next day, my father took me over there to the church. The elders came. They prayed, and they anointed me with oil. I mean, they did everything that it said in there. And I was somewhat healed temporarily. For a period of several months, I was better, but it never got completely better, and then it got worse again. And when something like that happens, you know, you really wonder, like, what's going on? Like, is my faith not strong enough?
Right.
You know, I was thinking about the verse where it talks about where, you know, they walked on the water. And when they started, when their faith started to fail, they started to sink. But as long as they focused their eyes on Jesus, they were able to walk on water. And I was like, well, maybe my focus just wasn't on Jesus enough. Maybe that's why I wasn't healed. And, you know, I've really struggled with this my whole life. And in the end, what happened was I had surgery at UNC Hospital. They removed my large intestine, and they created a pouch called a J-pouch out of that. And it's basically a cure, because they removed the disease organ,
right.
it's not an ideal, you know, I mean, you're more normal than before, but,
sure.
You know, the whole time during those 15 years, I was just struggling, like, why, where's the healing? And, you know, I'm sitting there in class, have to go to the bathroom, can't make it to the bathroom. And it's like, you know, what are the other students going to say? Well, you know, how am I going to explain this?
Yeah.
And it's like, It was so hard.
How are
you
now?
A long time ago.
Well, actually, hey, Mark, I'm hard up against a break. Can I put you on hold? Because I want to give you a chance to finish that thought. All right, I'm going to put Mark on hold. And years and years and years of suffering and not being healed. Did it by the book, right? James chapter 5. It's tough. It's not easy. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. So what are we waiting for? Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, talking about some rough stuff today. When you don't get your miracle, when God doesn't answer your prayers the way that you want him to, I'm going to pick it up with Mark here in a sec, and then Monique, and then I'm going to play a very unlikely interview recently between Stephen Colbert and Anderson Cooper on this subject. It's not Anderson Cooper's answer. He's broken up because his mom, Gloria Vanderbilt, died recently, and the Vanderbilt family. And so he's broken up when he kind of asked this question of Stephen Colbert. But Stephen Colbert's kind of, you know, a little squirrely with his faith. But he brings up some points that are really powerful that I want you to hear. But I want to finish talking to Mark right quick, who's sharing with us his story, very difficult story. So, Mark, again, thank you so much for calling. Thank you for your honesty and for allowing us to be a part of your story. But I asked you right before the break, kind of how are things going now?
Well, after the surgery, which was in 2005, obviously I got way better. But over the last 4 or 5 years, some new issues have cropped up that are related to the surgery, and I've been dealing with that now. But, you know, I just have a lot of questions about, you know, why did God allow that to happen? Like, what was I being taught through that whole process? You know, I wanted to try to help others, and I attended some support group meetings with the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America. And, you know, I tried to share my story there, which hopefully helps some people, but it seems like I couldn't have gone through all that for nothing, you know.
Yeah.
It seems like God wants it to be used to help others, but, you know, I just don't know how to do that.
Well, we're also, and it's easy, and I'm right there with you, Mark, when we kind of want to see, all right, it'd be nice, Lord, to see what you're doing with this. I mean, I'm not comparing life on the radio to what you're dealing with, Mark, so please don't get me wrong. But oftentimes I can go a whole week, and if I just do shows or I'm not taking calls or whatever, and I don't hear back from anybody, and I'm sitting there going, what am I doing this for? Like, what's the point?
Yeah,
I don't have a clue. And every once in a while, God shows me one little thing. And he goes, Steve, you're not wasting your time. And by the way, it's my time you're not wasting. Our job is faithfulness, and God's job, his side of the equation, is fruitfulness. And we don't always get to see that because, I mean, I'd probably get all puffed up with that. Ooh, look at how I'm using blah, 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 blah. And you just have to trust. Because, Mark, have you seen God use it at all? Have you been able to touch anybody's life that you're aware of? Has anybody gained some strength or some hope because they've seen you struggle through it? But here you are. You're still going. Have you seen it? Have you seen it once?
Well, I can tell you that I used to work at the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And when I was there, every morning we would have a devotional time where everyone at the company would meet. And usually they'd have a speaker come in. And they had a time when they were having people give their testimonies. And some of the people I worked with knew about my history, and they asked me if I would give my testimony. So I gave it there to a group of about 400 people. Wow. And I also spoke before a group of about 100 people at a CCFA event they held down here in Charlotte. And, you know, I hope through one of those two things I did that, you know, someone was helped. But like you said, you know, we never know how God is going to work, and we might never find out on this side, you know.
On the other side, you definitely will.
Yeah.
you definitely will. And that can sound so trite now in the here and the now, and I don't mean it to be that. But on the other side, you will. And sometimes all we can do is go, all right, I'm just going to fight to trust that. I'm just going to. I know I'll be healed then. I'm doing a little bit better now, and I got this other garbage going on, and this whole thing stinks. But I know it's not going to stink forever. And sometimes I struggle to hold on to that reality with other people that I know and things that are going on in my family right now, and all I can do is fight to trust and believe and trust that one day God will wipe every tear away, and it'll all make sense, and they'll have people come up to you, Mark. Maybe it's one of the 500 or somebody else, some distant relationship to one of those people here or there, and somebody, whether it's this guy that came and talked once, and those people that are touched, if they're in heaven with us, we have all eternity to meet these folks. They're going to come up to you, and every time they do, you're going to, okay, all right, praise the Lord. Look at what happened. And I just have to trust that.
Yeah.
Mark, thanks so much for calling
in.
Right. God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you so much. Let's jump over to Monique. Monique, I'm so sorry to keep you on hold for so long. I really appreciate you calling. Go right ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you. This is so important because I'm just now, and I even almost could be hesitant saying I'm just now being in a place that is bearable in this, and I can tell from both sides because I am expecting divine healing, but my situation is not debatable. It's very all-consuming. I'm on dialysis, and I am only 40 years old. I have never been married. I do not have children. It would seem, and I watched my mother die before this kidney failure came up, and I think that was the cause. They're not sure even what happened, but the fact is I spent my entire 30s on it, and I'm on it now, and I just am very passionate about this issue because I go both places. Right now, I'm in the had manifest, and I really almost died believing it was going to manifest me. Even though I am still expecting it. So I guess my point is really to encourage people, this is not a debatable situation. Dialysis is such that it takes up so much of your life. It's every other day for hours and hours a day. I've been doing that for 9 years, over 9 years, straight. No Christmas, no nothing. No 2 days in between days, ever. So that in and of itself makes it very exhausting. And in the natural, it is not reversible once you've been on for that long. I mentioned that I watched my mother die. That was a huge blow in the whole healing thing. I went around the whole hospital confessing, oh, she's going to be healed. You know, she was only 60. She had an aneurysm. She's going to be healed. I was quoting all the scriptures, even so much I was young, and said, you know, there's no way this isn't going to happen because of the scripture. And then she died in my faith. I was 21 at that time. Then I started going into kidney failure, which, remember, I had no reason to assume or think or even, you know, that I'd ever be on dialysis. So like I said, I almost died standing against the dialysis, which I did for several months.
Monique, let me just ask you this question. Is there an upside anywhere in here? Has God done some things anywhere in here?
Yes.
Has there been some?
That is the upside, and I want to put out my argument because it was like a blessing and a high honor and a slap in the face at the same time. God would send me, and even now, very upfront, obvious ways of blessing other people, very mighty ways of blessing other people. That he has clearly trained me to see that it's nothing but his presence in me and that it's not something that I could ever, on my most prideful day, take any credit for.
Yeah.
I mean, scores of things, from even healing to other people. Mm-hmm. And that's where, and I don't mean of headaches and temporary debatable things, I'm talking cancer.
Yeah.
Tumor that completely disappeared.
Wow.
And this is a God is my witness kind of thing. I don't mean it's derivative kind of things that couldn't be confirmed. And yet myself, I'm still here. That's where there was such an honor, but also such a hurtful thing. And I told God very honestly, Lord, this is hurting me.
Yeah.
You're using me and you're obviously flowing so mightily in the area of healing towards other people from my very prayer.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about in person. There's no way it could be something else is what I'm saying.
And no, I
yet,
hear you.
Here I am. So it's not a question of my faith because the faith you're using it to go to flow through to other people.
Yeah.
But as for me, here I am. And it doesn't even make sense. I'm not diabetic. I don't have high blood pressure. It doesn't run in the family. That's not how my mom died. A lot of people assume that. Doesn't run in the family. And I'm only 40 years old. So this is pretty much all I've seen is the struggle watching my mom die, who was in that condition. She had a stroke and aneurysm when I was 10 for 12 years, and she died in my face, and then boom. And I told her, now you want me to fight kidney failure?
Yeah.
Which is so all-consuming. I mean, you cannot rest.
So if you boil it down, Monique, if you boil it down to the people that are listening that are suffering and going through things like you are, what do you tell them?
I tell them the same as I think it was the first lady, and what you touched upon, whether people like it or not, because we want to believe that God is going to pretty much do what we want him to do, and we're going to like it. Now, I do believe whatever he does is ultimately good, and I've had to say that with great tears and gritted teeth, I really have.
Yeah.
What I would tell the people is that it has to be about trusting him, and the lady touched on it, and his ultimate plan.
Amen.
And I'm glad you recognize me. God bless you for recognizing as a person who does not deal with this kind of thing, that saying, oh, it'll be, you know, in eternity it won't matter. That's very nice, but for a young person who has God how many million years, on earth, you know, it doesn't mean a lot sometimes.
That's right.
So
well.
I tell them it has to come down. You have to hold on long enough. Because I can't take any metal for, I just trust God. That wasn't like that in the beginning.
Yeah.
You don't need to trust him.
Yep, amen.
And you just have to be willing to teach him. There's no hope, beautiful, prosperity thing, gospel message about it.
Yep.
You can say it, you can speak over your body a million times. And that's not the formula that...
That's right. We have to be very careful with that. And thank you so much, Monique, for calling in and sharing your story with us and that encouragement. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And
you're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling. Many more things that we could talk about. We'll probably circle back around on this. I really want you to hear that Stephen Colbert clip with Anderson Cooper. It's really powerful. And it's not, theologically, it's not like hitting it out of the park. But you can see these two human beings wrestling with this. And a lot of times that's what we do. We wrestle with it. And it's fine. That's part of the deal. If you're going through it, if you're disappointed, if there's pain, if there's suffering, if there's loss, God has allowed it. There's a reason behind that. And we need to work to be good stewards of that affliction for the cause of the kingdom, for the salvation of the lost, and for the building of our own faith. This is Steve Noble. On the Steve Noble Show, God willing, we'll talk again real soon. Like my dad always said, ever forward.